Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour somewhere on the open road.
Where's the rearview mirror, Dwayne?
It's in the glove compartment, Delton.
Well, what's it doing there?
Oh, don't you remember? You broke it.
I did not. You broke it. I was just trying to look at myself.
Well, but I had to have it for my driving.
You're driving without it now.
I am. Well, gosh, you're right.
Oh, there's enough crud and corruption in this glove compartment to trip a hippopotamus.
Well, I need all that stuff.
Aha, here it is.
Well, why did you need the rearview mirror anyway?
To see something behind us.
Oh.
Aha, I knew it, I knew it.
What?
I am definitely being followed.
Oh, that's just silly, Delton.
It is not. I'm being followed.
Oh, you're just being a paranoid.
I'm not being a paranoid. I'm never paranoid. Don't you try to tell me I'm being paranoid.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody's always out to try to convince me I'm paranoid.
But why would anybody be following us?
Not us. Me.
Well, we're together, so it practically amounts to the same thing. Okay, why would anybody be following you?
Listen, Dwayne, I'm a popular star.
So?
This kind of thing happens to us big celebrities all the time.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's because you're not a big celebrity. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, stopping off for lunch. I'm hungry, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but we can't stop now. That guy following me will catch up.
Well, maybe he's hungry too.
I don't care. I mean, who knows what he may want?
Well, maybe he wants an autograph.
Maybe. But he might want even more than that.
You mean maybe like a lock of your hair?
It's possible.
But what would he want with a lock of your hair?
Well, how should I know?
Oh, relax, Delton. He might not even be a fan.
Well, of course he's a fan. He has to be. Who else would be following me?
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe he's a cop or something.
Now, why in the name of St. Hades would a cop be following us?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wants an autograph.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. That's it. That's it.
Well, what?
Those clowns back in Sledgeville, they finally figured out that we were the imposters.
Oh.
And we weren't even authorized to put on that stupid seminar.
You mean that one on extra income through personality analysis of common kitchen utensils? That one?
Yeah, right. And now they sent the cops after us.
Oh. Well, I bet we're in a lot of trouble now, aren't we, Delton?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, that's what I thought.
But he hasn't got us yet.
But he'll probably catch up with us in a few minutes.
Don't be a defeatist, Dwayne.
Oh, was I doing that again?
There's still time to escape. Quick, Dwayne, get us out of this parking lot.
Oh, it's not a parking lot, Delton. Yeah. It's the Little Beefy Burger's drive-thru.
Oh, whatever. Just get us out of here.
But we haven't shouted our order into the clown's nose yet.
No.
So our food's not going to come out of the purple cow's mouth at the exit.
I don't care. I've lost my appetite.
Well, I haven't.
We can eat somewhere else.
But I like beefy burgers.
Dwayne.
And I have a coupon for 10 cents off.
I don't care.
Oh, well, that's with cheese.
That doesn't make any difference.
Well, you're the one always talking about how we should be careful with our money.
Yes, but there's no sense in being ridiculous about it. 10 cents off, big deal. I mean, it's not like it's a full quarter or anything.
Well, every little bit helps.
Welcome to Beefy Burger. How may we help you?
Oh, we've got an order now.
All right. Just make it snappy.
Okay. I'll have the quick charred beefy burger with the works.
I'm sorry, sir. But we're out of the works today.
Oh, poo!
Would you like it with everything on it instead?
Yeah, okay. What do you want, Delton?
I want to get out of here.
Oh, come on. You've got to order something.
Oh, all right. Just give me a hamburger.
We don't serve hamburgers.
Huh?
We serve beefy burgers.
Whatever. I don't care.
What do you want on that?
I don't care.
I'll give you the works, then.
Fine.
Thank you. Now, proceed to the purple cow.
Hurry up and get us out of here, Dwayne.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got to wait until our beefy burgers come out of the little purple cow's mouth.
But we have to get away before that guy following us catches up.
Too late.
What?
There he is now.
Oh, we're doomed. Doomed.
Are Delton and Dwayne truly doomed? Or are they just in a whole lot of trouble? To find out, tune in again next time to Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Bill Wax and Lynn Dillingham.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.